Acknowledgements. I owe special thanks to the team at Public Affairs, especially founder and editor-at-large Peter Osnos and marketing director and senior editor Lisa Kaufman. Their commitment, support, and insights were invaluable. Lisa's editorial suggestions and questions were of tremendous benefit. Robert Kimsey and his production staff did excellent work, as did Chrisona Schmidt on the copy editing. Publisher Susan Weinberg and publicity director Whitney Peeling helped address the publishing and publicity challenges. Carl Weber has my deepest appreciation. His editorial ideas, suggestions, and exceptional work kept this project moving forward and helped make sure it was completed in a timely manner. He delivered more than could have been expected, and I am grateful for his help. Mimi Bardaji provided some helpful research. I thank her for her great work and quick turnaround. Craig Wiley, my literary agent and founder of the Craig Wiley Agency, helped me navigate the book publishing world. If not for Craig, I would never have been matched with such an outstanding group of people at Public Affairs. He has my deep appreciation. I had the honor of serving alongside many good people at the White House, none more so than those who worked in the office of the press secretary during my tenure. For all of my shortcomings and missteps, they did so much right. The credit for all the good we did belongs to them. I'm forever grateful to Claire Buchan, Sean McCormick, Trent Duffy, Dana Perino, and Fred Jones. I also thank Kate Starr and Mike Anton. Carmen Ingwell and Tina Hervey did a wonderful job serving as my special assistants. Nathan Carlton, Joel Kilday, David Scherzer, and Brian Bravo stayed on top of the breaking news and did outstanding research work. Assistant Press Secretaries Pam Stevens, Aaron Healy, Ashley Snee, Adam Levine, Reed Dickens, and Josh Deckard did a terrific job. I appreciate Lois Cassano's great work and assistance. Special thanks go to all the staff assistants: Amanda Devuano, Georgia Godfrey, Peter Watkins, John Roberts, Rachel Sunbarger, Will Holly, Teresa Pagliolca, Harry Wolf, Carlton Carroll, Greg Williams, and Liz Donnan. I've also been blessed with a wonderful family. As always, they were there to support me from beginning to end during the writing of this book. I especially thank my mother, Carol Keaton Strayhorn. Most importantly, I thank my wife, Jill, for her love, advice, comfort, and guidance throughout the course of my time as press secretary and during the writing of this book. I cannot imagine getting through it all without her. This concludes the reading of What Happened, Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception by Scott McClellan. Copyright 2008 by Scott McClellan. This book was read by Scott McClellan. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Public Affairs, a member of the Perseus Book Group, and was produced in 2008 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a complete catalog of our titles or our monthly update telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD and MP3 CD, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.